How humans developed.
Mankind is a product of the Ice Age. Discoveries of human bones in Africa, Asia, and Europe let us understand the phylogenetic development of human beings. According to what we have learned from these remains, we can today reconstruct various hominid forms. You can see these portrayed here as busts.
On the far left is the Australopithecus, or ape man, whose home was in Africa. And on his right is the Homo habilis, the so-called skilled man. He's also called prehistoric man. Homo habilis, too, was found only in Africa.
In the centre is Homo erectus, who, on the other hand, was at home all throughout the ancient world. This so-called primordial man has also been found in Thuringia, at an archaeological site in Bildungsleben. The oldest known native of Thuringia lived about 400,000 years ago. He had a small forehead, bold connecting brow ridges, a protruding chin, and powerful neck muscles. Homo erectus was upright in stature, and as a skilled hunter, he knew how to use fire to serve his ends.
Next to him is the attempted reconstruction of the early Neanderthal, or primitive man, who was also native to this region. In Ehringsdorf, near Weimar, the remains of a female skull were found. She had massive brow ridges, a powerful set of teeth, a sloping chin, and was probably able to express herself verbally.
Compare her facial features to those of a modern-day human in the model on the far right. You can see a short outline of how Thuringia was settled in the film that is shown here every quarter of an hour. You also have the opportunity of seeing the film on your iGuide during a short intermission or in the foyer following your tour. The film is about 15 minutes long, and although in German, is nevertheless very interesting.